Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Hey everyone, I am Paco Romain.
I, as usual, am George Chen.
And we are here with our next week where we talk about what's coming up next week on SupDoc and the documentaries we've been watching and hearing about and basically what George and I have been up to. So George, let's talk about next week's episode. What a crazy predicament we've got ourselves into.
Yeah, I mean, this is like kind of breaking news based on what's going on. And as of this recording, Mueller's turned in his report. But we got approached, we just got a weird message through Instagram of a filmmaker who wanted to talk to us. He wanted to get on our show. And he's like, it's very imperative that we do this sooner rather than later. Because he claims, you want to run with this?
Well, yeah, sure. You're talking about Frankie Peterson. I love Frankie Peterson's documentaries. He's not like super well known, but for like deep cut documentary fans, like his stuff has been around for a long time, and it's always weird and interesting, and maybe not exactly full of facts, I guess.
Yeah, I mean, he's like a kind of like a YouTube documentary. I think he might have been one of the first Vine documentarians, actually.
I think he
was. He tried to break a story into a sequence of Vines. It was very confusing. But he claims to have found the infamous P tape from the Steele dossier, and he's made a whole doc around it, and he wants us to be like I think he misjudges the size of this show.
Well, I mean, he mentioned that he listened to our Going Clear documentary.
That's true.
The Scientology one, and then he was impressed in the quotes that Anonymous got a hold of us. So he sent us a screener of the documentary he made about the P tape, which he's calling P is for Party. And apparently the P tape has been available on the dark web for quite some time. And he made a documentary about it. And we are having Frankie on to talk about this documentary and the weirdness that happened with him trying to make it. I believe him. George, you're a little skeptical.
Well, honestly, I haven't been able to watch the screener yet because a bunch of pop-up windows come up when I try to open it. And I use my work computer for everything right now. Right. So I'm like, I got to borrow a computer. I got to go to the library and watch it, or I got to borrow a computer. Like, I'm afraid I'm going to get a virus from just watching this thing.
Well, I use two VPNs. I use two different VPNs.
He was very weird about he was even super cryptic about getting this to us. So I'm very paranoid, dude. But
absolutely. I mean, he also said that now that you've accepted your mission, that there will be different messages coming through. I wasn't sure what that meant, but
I actually think we should probably add some cybersecurity to our website so people can't hack us.
People are going to get some weird toe infection or some weird infection.
I hope you the listener, this is not going to affect you so much, but we could get doxxed over this. I'm really nervous about it.
Well, this is what we do on SupDoc.
Like about getting doxxed though is that there's a bunch of passwords that I've forgotten to a lot of stuff. So if I got doxxed, I might be I kind of forgot about my LO account. That'd be great to just kind of be reminded what's on there. Right. Or like, oh, I'm like, oh, I had a bank account from when I was 7 years old. That's great. I forgot all about it.
Well, so. What's in the news right now, too, is MySpace. I didn't know MySpace was still around.
Yes, they lost all the audio files.
They lost
that people were uploading.
Everything, right?
Oh, man.
From like for years, people putting their shitty bands on MySpace, they've lost their audio files.
Yeah.
And then 2 days ago, Facebook acknowledged that they had put everyone's passwords in a plain text document. Like millions of people's passwords were in a plain text document. So this coming out now, this documentary about the P-tape, apparently when you watch the doc, you'll be able to see, you know.
Streaming, right? Streaming?
Oh,
it's going to be live stream.
You're in trouble.
Yellow journalism, that's me. Okay.
That's you. Knocking on the door of journalism. But just quickly, this is going to be amazing. Frankie is quite the character. I'm sure a lot of Sup Doc listeners out there have seen at least a couple of his documentaries. He did The Gilders. He did Submission. He did At the Dawn's Early Light, which you saw. I mean,
yeah, that is one of the only ones I've seen. I say that's actually about a bunch of flat earth conspiracists he just films them watching a sunset and a sunrise and they just react to it. I would say he's sort of like the unthinking man's Adam Curtis. I think that's pretty much an American unthinking, not super skeptical Adam Curtis.
Right.
That's I think would be the nutshell, but you know, it's any director. We're happy to have any director on. So I'm very curious to see what Frankie has to. I mean, yeah, watch the screener, I'm really gonna have a lot of questions.
Yeah, because
there's a lot of stuff.
Frankie makes Nick Broomfield look like Adam Curtis. So
yeah,
there we go.
Is he British? I haven't actually like heard his voice yet.
I've actually met Frankie at a documentary convention a couple years ago, and I don't know what that accent is. I think it's fake.
That's usually South African when you can't tell what it is.
He might be Afrikaner. Yeah, I don't know.
Could be an Afrikaans.
Afrikaans.
We just alienated our one listener in South Africa.
Sorry, South Africa.
That's fine.
Sorry to do that too. Searching for Paco Man.
So, when's that coming out? What day is that coming out?
Oh, right. Good point. That's coming out next Monday. So, Monday, April 1st, that one will come out. So, listen to that. That'll be our talk with director Frankie Peterson about his P is for
maybe,
Party, his Trump P-tape documentary.
And maybe like all his other docs. I'm going to cram all his other docs between now and the interview. So, hopefully we'll get in there. Yeah. So thanks for, I'm glad that we, this is a pretty big score for us.
This is a big one. Yeah, this is a big
one.
So
you should all like subscribe. Tell your friends to subscribe. That's going to be a big one. I mean, as of this recording, we don't know what's in the Mueller report yet. So this may not be, this is not technically, well, I guess it sort of ties in. Whether there's a leverage or compromat, is that what they call
it? Compromat. I mean, the Trump dossier, which is where this comes from, the Steele dossier from Christopher Steele. I mean, this was the catalyst, apparently, to the investigation. Mm-hmm. So, you know, this has, I think it directly ties in. Maybe he'll talk more about, I think he said he interviewed Christopher Steele, which I don't think, from what I know, anybody's gotten a hold of him. So.
Wow. Yeah. No, wow. That's going to be.
That's huge.
I wonder if it's going to be one of those, like, you know, backlit and like a voice modulator, like I didn't know what was going on with this. Like, you know, it's going to be Elizabeth Holmes voice modulator.
That would be awesome if it was Elizabeth. Actually,
did you
Elizabeth
watch
Holmes.
That yet? We got to talk about that.
Yeah. Well, that's on the doc. Let's dock it rather. Let's excuse the pun. Let's move. So anyways, yeah. So to wrap that up, this next
April 1st.
A week from this Monday, April 1st, we will be we have our documentary talk with documentary filmmaker Frankie Peterson about his documentary P is for Party, about the Trump P tape, and everything else that goes in with that. But yeah, so Theranos, that documentary.
So it's called The Inventor. That's the one that came out on HBO, and it's Alex Gibney. Speaking of going clear. I didn't like the first half hour of this.
That's what I heard from a lot of people.
Oh, they didn't like it? Mm-hmm. I think the voiceover bothered me. I didn't like his voice. I assume it was his voiceover. It just felt like it came out of nowhere. Yeah, you know, I knew a little bit about this already. Did you know about the Theranos whole scam thing? It's like all over the place.
Yeah, I mean, I remember hearing about it when it first started breaking the news. I don't know much about it, and I have not yet seen the doc, so.
Oh, man. We're going to have to do a whole episode on it. But there's a book called Bad Blood by John Carreo, and he's interviewed in this. And there's also a podcast about it called The Dropout that was done, I think, by ABC or 2020. Right. And that also interviews. It's like one journalist. We thought he covered it, but then people are like, no, we got to like make more out of this. We got to make some podcasts, some documentaries, probably a fiction film. I heard there's a fiction film in the works about Elizabeth Holmes. Twitter has been a buzz. There's some really good tweets about this.
I've heard. And I've seen some memes already. And I heard that the 2020 special, or was it Dateline? One of the two. Like, had a really fascinating special on this and her and the whole scam and whatever she did.
We should pay more attention to 2020 because 2020 also did some stuff on the Tickled case. 2020 kind of just like piggybacks on documentaries that are being made and
sensationalist.
Then just adds scary music,
right?
And just like commercial breaks and then makes it an hour long.
And
so
I am a huge fan of Keith Morrison. The main journalist guy that's always going.
Oh, is that who the main guy is?
Yeah. What'd you do? Why'd you go there? Yeah, love that dude. Well, I'm gonna hopefully this week be talking to Sarah about that documentary. So,
which Sarah is this?
Sarah DeForest, a comedian in the Bay Area, and also works in Silicon Valley, and also has a direct had a direct relationship with Elizabeth Holmes.
Wow.
So she has some stories. Yeah. Girls got stories.
I want to get in on that. I want to get in on that one, too.
Awesome.
What day you do it. So, yeah. That would be great. That is a fucking, like, all these documentaries are like, all these, like, scam people are, like, so in the news right now. We didn't talk about the college entrance scam.
Yeah. That's going to be a doc soon. I mean.
That has to be.
It's fairly
Who
fascinating.
Who would play William H. Macy in the doc? In the
Steve
fictionalized
Buscemi.
Version of that.
I mean.
Oh, wow.
There's not many.
Yeah.
I mean, cast this doc of a guy that we usually. Dude, if there's ever like a David Koechner like expose or problem, we're going to be fucked because we all will not be able to do cast this doc.
Oh, no. Well, that. Oh, you mean. Oh, you're saying like if he gets scandalized? Okay.
Yeah.
Well, there's always the guy who's not David Koechner. John whatever. Clark or whatever.
John C. Reilly?
No. The guy from The Founder.
Oh,
the other
right.
guy. Yeah.
Right. That guy. Yeah.
The Kekka-like.
Right. He's Koechner-like. Koechner-ish. Yeah. That dude. Who is in Fargo?
He's also in Fargo?
Yeah. Isn't he son of a Gunderson?
Oh.
That guy from The Founder? With the bald...
Is he also in... In Fargo, huh? Yeah, I don't remember. Oh, on the show or on the, in the movie?
In the movie.
I don't remember what character he would have been. Oh, he's a husband? Oh,
yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Oh, there's like a degrees, 0 degrees, one degree of separation. There you go.
Yep. We did
it. No one talks about that game anymore, that Kevin Bacon game.
No.
Because we all have IMDb now. It doesn't matter.
Well, everyone's connected. Every single fucking person's connected now. So
exactly.
I mean, that was basically Twitter or IMDb at its time, the 6 degrees of separation of Kevin Bacon.
Do people that are young even know that? Do Gen Y people know that? No, they wouldn't know. They just know Kevin Bacon. Kevin Bacon is not like a current reference for anyone anymore.
I don't think Kevin. I mean, who is our generation's Kevin Bacon? Was it like?
I mean, I think my generation's Kevin Bacon is Kevin Bacon. I don't know who like maybe our parents' generation Kevin Bacon. I don't know. Donald Sutherland. I don't know.
Oh, interesting.
Well, no, I guess more of the question is who is like the Gen Y? I guess. Okay, so what generation is Gen Y?
I don't even
That's
know.
It's probably like my brother and sister's generation. Anyone under 30, what is their equivalent of Kevin Bacon?
Yeah.
Ryan Seacrest? I don't know. He's like in everything.
That's
if
not
you're
bad.
Only if you're basing it on Yeah, what reality shows have kind of taken over. He's in everything too. Yeah, he was in the goddamn Southland Tales.
Yeah, he's.
There should be a documentary about the making of Southland Tales. Just like what? How did this happen?
I don't know.
This is
yeah,
not a good movie.
But and speaking of Flat Earth, earlier we were talking about Frankie's At the Dawn's Early Light, his documentary about Flat Earth. We also talked to the wonderful and charming comedian Sean Keane about Behind the Curve.
Yes, this was a fun one. I mean, it Behind the fun. Curve is, I think, very funny.
Yeah, it's well done.
And that's about people that believe that the Earth is flat. And yeah, you should watch it. Watch it. And then that'll come out, I guess, 2 weeks after April 15th.
15th.
It'll be April 15th.
April 15th, Behind the Curve with comedian and writer Sean Keane. That was a fun one. We had a good time. If you have not watched it, it's on Netflix. Go ahead and crank that up. And The Theranos documentary, I always forget the name of it.
The Inventor.
Inventor is on HBO.
Yeah.
So people can go and check that out. And as always, if you have any kind of feedback from whatever we say, whatever we choose to recap on our guests, please get a hold of us. We're really interested in having a dialogue. So you can email us at supdocpodcast@gmail.com. Hit us up on Twitter or like Frankie did, hit us up on Instagram. You know?
Yeah.
And we might put your opinions on the air. Because we'd like to know what you guys are thinking, especially if you just watched the Michael Jackson documentary on HBO, I'm sure you guys have some sort of feelings about. So
Leaving Neverland, that has been, I'm surprised. it's done well for us. And I thought we were even like maybe like, you know, I thought people had kind of like gotten it out of their system in the first 2 weeks. But a lot of people haven't seen that film yet. And there are a lot of people are avoiding it. So. Watch Leaving Neverland.
I can't wait till we get back to just regular old adult killing and kind of getting away from...
Yeah, two in a row. Yeah, Abducted in Plain Sight and Leaving Neverland back to back.
That's right.
The kind of... A lot of overlap. A lot of overlap there. Have you heard Robert Bechtold's album? It's supposed to be very good.
Really?
It's just a lot of vocoder. It's all Zeta and Zethra. Over like dance beats.
Nuh-uh.
Yeah. The Birchtolt, it's called B-Sides. It's all B-Sides. So yeah. Check out Robert Birchtolt's album. If you're a pedophile who can't put together a song, you gotta get out of the game. That's what I think now.
Yeah. Get out of the game.
If you can't make something as good as Remix to Ignition, You gotta switch gears.
Yeah.
There's always, I was going to say, there's always other fetishes that are not, okay, I'm not calling pedophilia a kink. I'm just saying it is, there is other things to channel your energy into. That's the people that they should just give the first sex robots to. Like the virtual reality machines and sex robots. Just give those to the pedophiles first. That's who needs it more.
See what happens.
Technically that would also be child porn. So this has become an episode that I don't want anyone to hear. This has become if you quit listening 5 minutes ago, you did the right thing.
Let me bring up true crime then, because May, I want to mention is our mayhem month where we feature all true crime. We put out a episode a week because, as you guys know, we are every other week. But in May, we do a weekly drop of true crime documentaries. And if you are listening and have if you're a detective or a private investigator or a weed company or you have hot sauce or something, it doesn't matter. If you want to advertise during our mayhem month.
Yeah.
Let us know. Get a hold of us. Again, supdocpodcast@gmail.com. We'd love to talk to you.
Yeah, look, if your brand goes very well with just murder and serial killers, look, we're negotiable. We're gonna negotiate with you about the prices.
We can work with you.
If your hot sauce can be used to dissolve a body,
perfect.
Then that's like a great pitch. We'll do some like Crooked Media style, real fun riffy host read ads for you.
Yeah.
Like, Paco, did you have to dissolve a body in a bathtub? Well, you should make sure to use Comet. Or okay, I just gave Comet a free plug. See, that's how it works. Now you're going to think about Comet.
Yeah. Well,
that's
why not?
How good we are at what we do.
It's good to scrub.
Yeah. True crime. I was going to say there is a bio, not a, there's a fictional account of the Mommy, Dead, and Dearest movie coming out. With
Fuck.
Very good casting. Whoever they cast to play the girl, Gypsy Rose, it's pretty great.
Spot on. Oh,
great.
Wow.
Spot on casting. I want to say it's Patricia Arquette plays the mom.
Oh, wow. So it's not
got to do that one.
Is it fictionalized or a biopic?
It is like a dramatization. It's like a Lifetime movie dramatization of the events that are depicted in Mommy, Dead, and Dearest. So, yeah.
You know, the Elton John thing's coming out. Can I just tell people, we've never said this publicly, but I kind of want to get it off my chest about Biopsy.
Oh.
I think it's a great idea.
Okay. Yeah, you explain it.
Well, George had this idea that we do an adjacent, not a different podcast, but under the SupDoc umbrella, where we talk about biopics. Mm-hmm. And we thought of this name Biopsy for it, which is awesome. I think that's an awesome title. And it's so, it looks good and it feels good and it's clean and it's nice. And we want to just do what we do with SupDoc, but for biopics, which I still don't think there's a podcast that does anything for biopics, which are basically documentaries with handsome actors, you know? That's
right.
All a biopic is.
Right. Well, I guess like if we could start with, I got a bone to pick with Dirty John. Some bad acting in Dirty John, I gotta say. Like, very talented people that for some reason just, it's a dog shit show. I mean, okay, to be fair, I watched it while I was getting my teeth worked on. So there might have been some bad associations.
Yeah, there might have been.
But no, like even like actors I really think are good. Like I want to say her name is Julia Turner. I might be wrong. She's from Ozark. She's in it. And then and she's great in everything except for Dirty John.
Right.
She's like, I'm just like, what is going on here?
Like, sometimes I feel like they get the script like a week before they start shooting.
Yeah.
You know? And they just don't have any time to put any energy into their characters. I've heard the Elton John biopic is supposed to be really good, but I heard the same thing about Bohemian Rhapsody, and I watched it, and I was like, this is almost unwatchable. I have not seen
Bohemian Rhapsody yet. I've not seen it.
It's so bad. I don't get it. The kid, the guy did a great job.
Rami Malek, yeah.
Yeah, he's a great fucking actor. The rest of the movie just falls apart scene after scene. I was just like, this is horrible, you know? I don't know. Mm-hmm. I didn't like it. I couldn't.
I didn't know about the Elton John thing at all. I didn't know they were making one.
Yeah, Rocket Man. It's supposed to be. It's getting like an R rating. It's supposed to be really, really good. So
he also appears a lot in that Tower Records documentary. He loved Tower Records.
Elton John.
Yeah, he would just go to the one in L.A. and just like buy like $1,000 of stuff. Probably he could afford to. He just go with the shopping cart and just like pick shit up.
Just put it in the cart, love.
Yeah. So Elton John. Yeah, I guess I don't know a lot about his personal life. You and I saw Elton John.
We did.
At
see
Outside
Elton
Lands.
John. Yeah. It was like seeing my favorite aunt singing Elton John songs.
Also so far away that like the time shift of the video and the music we're getting, like everything was off by a beat.
Yeah.
So it's just like, I don't like seeing concerts in that large of a venue.
No.
Where there's like a sonic visual delay.
Yeah. Yeah. I saw Radiohead too the next year and it was the same problem. Paul Simon is headlining Outside Lands this year.
You kind of have the in because you got in. You were like did a comedy thing at Outside Lands.
Yeah, I did my show, the Romaine Event comedy show at Outside Lands, and now I can just kind of, you know, email the peeps and be like, "Hey, want to come back?"
Nice.
So, yeah, it is, and
how
it's walkable from my house. So
you just did a show this week.
I had my show, The Charm Offensive, at the Punchline. Did that. It was awesome. So much fun. We had Paige Weldon come up from L.A. to headline.
Oh yeah. Paige is great, yeah.
Oh, yeah. She's super funny. And she sounds just like Krista Fotka, our other co-producer on the show.
The way they talk? I kind of see that now. I never would have thought of that because I don't think of... Are they from the... No, Krista's from California, right?
Krista's originally from Connecticut, I think.
Okay, weird.
Yeah.
I don't know where Paige
is from. So my friend and I were talking. He's like, why is Krista on stage again? I'm like, it's the headliner. They sound exactly the same. It's crazy.
Was Krista hosting too?
No, but yeah, she did a set in between, but
I've been listening to a podcast. I've been listening to Daily Zeitgeist a lot. Do you know that podcast?
I've heard about it. I have not listened to it.
It's fun. It's the guys that used to do Cracked, and it's for the How Stuff Works Network. They had Vince Mancini on, who is a friend of ours who does Film Drunk Fraudcast, writer for Up Rocks. And I was listening to that one.
He also did Thin Blue Line for us.
Yeah, he did Thin Blue Line for one of our mayhems a couple years ago. But his voice is very similar to the host of that show.
Oh,
so it was just started to be like, oh, these guys kind of sound too similar. Like, not exactly like the timbre of their voice, but just kind of like the cadence and enough of the timbre that it was like, it's a little bit confusing. And it made me realize, like, it was great that we had Chris Martin on to talk about Leaving Neverland. Not that you and I sound alike at all, but just to have another accent in there to mix things up. It's like, oh, we've got a British guy on.
Yeah.
This is like, it's fun to
it
have.
It does help. Yeah.
Yeah. We haven't had enough variety. People talk about racial diversity. I think we need accent diversity.
We need some
in
accent.
In the podcast sphere, you definitely need accent diversity.
Well, we'll hear it next week with Frankie because, again, his weird, ambiguous accent, we're never quite sure. But speaking of other podcasts, this is interesting because I've been listening to the Studio Sessions with Christian James Hand. Have you heard about this podcast?
Nah, tell me what that one is.
It's super cool. The guy's a Pro Tools genius.
Oh.
He's been producing bands for years, and he goes on this radio show, and he breaks down songs by stems, by tracks.
Oh, kind of like Song Exploder?
Kind of like it, but this dude is a, he's a huge producer, so he knows all the ins and outs of what they're doing and what's going on, and he gives history behind, like, this is Jeff Skunk Baxter, he did Steely Dan, he did Doobie Brothers, he does, like, rock and roll tunes, and he isolates tracks, and he'll say, now listen to this, this is what he's doing here, this is what the bass player's doing here. Then he drops them all back in together, and you get to hear what's going on. You can even hear, when he isolates vocal tracks, people in the background being like, do it again, you missed it, you know, like, stuff they just leave in.
So he's like kind of breaking down like what the filters are, what the effects chains are, like a compression,
everything.
When they're
doubling vocals and harmonies, when they're what the bass player is doing, what the drummer's doing, how he's doing it, and then the history behind the band. It's awesome. And it's only like 20 minutes each episode. And his co-hosts are kind of dumb and annoying because he does it on some rock station in Las Vegas. So you know, they're like Vinny and Crazy Butt with this guy. And but it's fun to listen to. I just got into it and I love it. If you're into music and you're into like recording and mixing and playing instruments, it's a really great podcast.
Let's put that in the show notes. Put a link to that in the show notes for this one.
Okie dokie.
Yeah. I'd be curious about that too.
Yeah. Cool. Well, that's next week for us. And
that's like the next 3 weeks for us.
Yeah, it's kind of the next 3 weeks.
Explaining everything.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Laying it all down. If you guys want us to do biopsy, let us know. Get to us. Send us something on Twitter, Instagram, whatevs, because I think it would be cool. We'll see. I mean, if there's enough interest out there.
Hey, you know, I as long as we can write off the movie ticket, I'm all in.
Oh my God, I just did my taxes. I should have thought of that.
Oh, you didn't write off any movie tickets? Oh, no. You gotta.
I'm an idiot. Dude, I didn't even write off Netflix.
Oh, you gotta. I write off Netflix. I write off Hulu.
Oh my God.
I gotta write off Stars. Once they make a documentary, I gotta write them off.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm watching nothing else. I've got nothing else lined up. There's some documentaries that we got to watch for the show, and that's why I have all these accounts. So, nothing else in the can. I think the Theranos doc was my one for the week, one and done. But now I got to watch this P-tape one.
Yeah, you do. P's for party.
Borrow a computer to do this.
Yes, you do. Ask your neighbor or your worst best friend. Did you see Free Solo?
Nah, you see it?
Yeah, I did. And it was oddly good. I mean, I didn't think...
Is it Oscar winning good?
No, it's more because the cameramen are risking life and limb in order to film this dude, basically.
Man.
But yeah. I mean, I wouldn't say it's Oscar. There's certainly documentaries with much more, you know, subject matters that should be considered for Oscar than a guy climbing up a rock. But it's a pretty good documentary.
Yeah, no, I should check it out for that reason, except that I have a fear of heights. So do not want to do it. I got invited to go to that IMAX Apollo 11 film, but then I couldn't go. Yeah, I didn't get to go yet. Is that up there? Is it showing up there?
Probably. Yeah, I don't know. Probably is.
I'm not a big space guy in general, but I guess if it's like actually footage from that and IMAX, that would be like pretty cool. That's the closest I'm going to get to seeing it. So,
yeah. And it's too bad we did get hit up to talk to Randy Bachman. Might as well just throw that out there too, which we didn't get a chance to do because he was already set up in LA. But that would have been kind of interesting for all you rockers out there who know Bachman Turner Overdrive and the Guess Who and all the other things. Apparently, he was a huge influence in Neil Young's early career.
Oh, okay.
Like Neil Young considered him kind of his like mentor, I guess.
Yeah, I just know the hits. I don't know the deep catalog at all.
Care of business.
Yeah, we also have a screener sitting in our inbox for Godfathers of Hardcore, which is a punk documentary, which is, I believe he said it's on Amazon or Hulu now. So you can watch Godfathers of Hardcore. We'll probably get to that
after
Mayhem. Yeah, yeah. It's just like we kind of got to like fill out our schedules for these things. So, if you got a true crime film you want us to cover, message us, add us on Twitter. If you have a guest you think would be good, also throw that our direction. I think Theranos kind of could be, the inventor could kind of fall into true crime. So I think we could probably throw it under there.
Yeah.
That'll come out in May anyway. So, I don't know. You got any shows to plug?
You know, what's funny is I have a really slow April, but then everything picks up again in May, June, and July. I'm headlining a couple casinos. I'm headlining up in Eureka. I've got some headlining in Santa Rosa, but those are in some coming months. We'll get to that. But April's kind of clear for me, but I'm writing my pilot. I'm writing this TV show about growing up in a black family like I did, and it's coming along. I'm kind of digging. I just finished the rough draft of my cold opening, so...
Nice.
Yeah, really happy about it.
Script time. It's always good to work on. I'm not doing that at all. I have a show on April 4th. I have a full-time job. I have a podcast and a half now with Biopic. I am doing a show on April 4th, Thursday, Giant Robot. I do it every month. It's now run by me, Jessica Seeley, and Curtis Cook. It's going to be Jamie Loftus, Alexa Loftus, Subha Agarwal, Gary Anderson, and Katrina Davis. So it's a free show Thursday, April 4th, over at Giant Robot Gallery on the West Side on Sawtelle. So yeah.
Awesome.
And then I'm going to North Carolina, April 23rd and 25th.
What's there?
Greensboro. Comedy Festival, North Carolina Comedy Festival in Greensboro. There's a lot of comedy festivals in North Carolina is what I've found out subsequently. There is like a bunch of other shows. So, but this one is Greensboro. So yeah, my first time in Greensboro. I've only been to North Carolina once, like 11 years ago. So this will be interesting. Never done stand up out there.
Beautiful state.
Yeah. The Idiot Box is the name of the club. So April 23rd, the Idiot Box. I am headline. I don't know. Everyone's probably doing the same amount of time, but they put my flyer, my photo on the flyer. So we'll see how that goes.
Maybe you're closing it out.
Yeah. We'll see how it's all like. Did the staircase take place in North Carolina? I'm going to have to work that in. I think it did, but not in Greensboro. I think it was North Carolina, but it wasn't Greensboro.
Like Raleigh-Durham area.
Yeah, which is close-ish. That's about best 45 minutes an hour away. So I think this is a good time to work on my staircase material.
There you go.
Really going to fine-tune it, and someone will be like, that was my aunt, and that'll go great.
Right.
It's going to go great. True Crime in May. Yeah, dude.
True Crime in May. Mayhem coming up, and then again next week our talk with... I don't know. Famed. I don't know if it's the word's famed, but with
infamous,
director,
yeah,
infamous director, documentary director, Frankie.
It's a scoop,
Peterson.
It's definitely a scoop. Like we're scooping some people on this one.
Yeah, it's pretty cool that he came to us. But then again, we are the number one podcast about documentaries on the internet that you can listen to for free. So,
yeah,
I have all my caveats.
Yeah, number one,
Premier. Google yeah. also likes Premier. I'm yeah. finding out. So
you know what? Yeah, this there's no such thing as audio SEO, right? So this isn't really doing anything.
Right. you know, Google's listening, dude. Believe me.
Google oh yeah,
yeah.
They're definitely so, breaking it down.
Use keywords. All of our interviews use just keywords. We only talk in keywords.
Look, positivity, motivation, inspiration. Hashtag blessed. That's,
follow me. Yeah. Follow yeah. us. Funny meme. Hashtag funny meme. Okay, folks.
Workout leg work. Workout Wednesday. I don't know what the the workout ones are.
TBT. Yeah. So follow us on Twitter at SupDog Podcast, on Instagram at SupDog Podcast, and on Facebook at SupDog Podcast. And of course, you can find our podcast pretty much everywhere at this point. Stitcher, Spotify, Overcast, all of them. Tune in.
Radio Public. That Radio helps us Public. Out a little bit. Yeah.
Yeah. And right. If you love our podcast, tell your friends and leave us a rate, a review, and subscribe, please. And we will be hearing from you soon, I hope.
Yeah. Thank you.
All right. Thanks, George.
Thank you, Paco. Everyone.